Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and One smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we highlight another children's book author. We're talking about Mike Connolly, and he has served as a medical evacuation medevac officer and Black Hawk helicopter pilot in the U.S. Army. He has written a book, Clark the Super Service Dog. Now, I want to say this, that thanks to being on MyStar 99.1 with Kevin and Josie, I saw a post from Mike Connolly talking about Clark the Super Service Dog, and I offered for him to come on this show and to share about his book. So welcome to the Mark White Show,
Mike
Connolly.
Thank you so much. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about your buddy. You lost him last Saturday, Clark.
I did. Yeah, he passed away, unfortunately, on Saturday night. Yeah, it was a couple days after his 7th birthday.
And as I looked at the book and saw A New Leash on Life, that's where you were able to get Clark.
Yeah, he was there. We adopted him. He was about 2 months old back in 2017 in November. And, you know, he's been a member of the family ever since, and more to that to me.
What made you go to A New Leash on Life to go and pick up Clark?
So for him, we had just had another dog that we brought from Germany over with us. So we were stationed there, and she had just passed away recently. And so we were looking for someone else to bring into the family. We found him. We wanted to adopt. They're going to get some animals out of the shelter and stuff like that. So we adopted him, not with the intention of him being a service dog at all. It was more just a family pet. And then I ran into some trouble, some hurdles in life, and he happened to be someone that was able to pass the temperament testing for service dogs. And so from there, we started training, and we trained together for about a year and a half.
Well, and Mike, if you don't mind, let's talk about some of those hurdles. What were some of the challenges you were facing needing a service dog?
So from my time in the Army, I was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan as a medical evacuation pilot. We had a mission of flying unarmed into hostile combat to remove injured soldiers and injured wounded from any branch of service or even enemy at times. We would evacuate them to a higher level of care and treat them en route. It left a lasting impact on me, losing some friends, having the stuff that happened to me happen in combat, the things that just go on. And it started to really put a burden on my life that I was shrugging off for many years and trying to mask and pretend to be tough, thinking that there is a stigma to mental health. And I want to make sure everyone knows that it's just like the regular health. It's just as important as your body. Your mind can affect so many parts of you. And to make sure you get help is not something that's weak. It's something that takes a lot of strength to say, you know what, I need to talk to somebody and I need something to keep me going. I was at the point where it was very hard for me to even leave the house until I got Clark. But training him got us out. There was a nonprofit group called Huntsville Got Your Six that was able to train us. There was three of us at a time. And we would go to malls and schools and different stores and out in the public and parks. And we would go everywhere that we'd be in public and we would try training together. And after about a year and a half, he was certified to be a service dog. And from there, we just shared a life together.
One of my best friends, Mike, is Sergeant Van Booth. And Van served in the Middle East as well. And he had a difficult time when he came back home. And he decided, as part of his recovery, so to speak, was that he would walk across the country.
I think I know him. Vet Center in Huntsville, and I think I know who you're talking about, actually.
Started in California, worked his way to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yep.
And Van's just an incredible guy, and it made a difference in the lives of a lot of people, not just him on his own journey, but to watch him go through that process to do that, I know, was an encouragement to a lot of people. And he raised funds for a couple of different organizations that take veterans and let them put their thoughts into words, into music, and just really supported those efforts in a big way just by his walk. But Van's a great guy, and it brought me closer to maybe some of the experiences that you guys have had in the Middle East because of being with Van and him sharing what he went through. But finding a way, an outlet, some way to be able to live with what you are always going to have in your mind is a big challenge. And I know a lot of people are fighting for that every day to find maybe purpose or find something to be able to overcome that challenge to fight that battle. And it's hard. But you found a way through Clark, the super service dog, and writing a book. You found a way through having a dog that you could love and care for. And maybe somebody out there right now is looking for opportunities like that, and they haven't found it yet. But maybe through your story today, I'm hoping that there may be somebody out there that says, well, maybe that can help me.
And that's really why my biggest inspiration for writing the book was, you know, I had struggled for years. I had Clark with me for a while, and I was very reserved about letting anyone into my personal life and letting them know about some of the struggles I had, until I kind of got a little more stable and I realized that I'm not the only one. And if this can help somebody else either learn about service dogs so they know how to interact with them in the community, or understand some of the struggles that we have as veterans that have served in combat, and bringing it back home and how it affects our lives and how it affects our family lives, to get this out there and let people know that struggling is okay and it's not something you're doing alone.
How long did it take you once you got Clark from A New Leash on Life and then you went through the training with Clark? When did you start to feel better? What, did you notice any change at a certain point?
Yeah, I did. At first, it was very nerve-wracking because I was getting up. I was finally leaving the house. I was taking him out doing things. Of course, I was nervous how he might react to things. You know, I didn't want to be on the spot if he did something that I wasn't expecting. You know, we're still in training, so anything's possible, and I get very anxious about that. But once he started to understand the ropes and I could see that he was getting more comfortable with it, he wouldn't sniff things when we're walking around a store. He wouldn't go up to people. He wouldn't stay exactly where he was trained to do, especially when he started learning some of his advanced tasks, like blocking behaviors, alerting, and things like that. It really started to catch into me how important he can be in my life and that it is possible to have a normal life, even when I'm with him. And he became a part of the community. He was familiar with all the doctors I had gone to, appointments, schools, libraries. He has just been a staple of my lifestyle, and he will be sorely missed.
What was it like for those kids that first time that you took Clark to see, say, a group of kids? What was that experience like?
Oh, they loved him. You know, at first we wanted just to read the book to him and then have him talk to Clark or interact with him, but as soon as we showed up, all they wanted to do was pet him. He's such an adorable dog, and he had the nicest temperament and the most nicest demeanor about him. And from there, we would stop and we'd split the class up and we would read to one class, one grade, and then they'd come up and they'd pet him. And then we'd spend some time, as you know, they'd let him run around the library and pick out their own storybooks, and they'd bring him over to me and Clark and sit with us, and we'd read the books to them. And they were super enthusiastic, and it was one of their favorite days in the library each week when we'd show up.
Very nice. And what was the message that you were sharing with the kids?
For the kids, I just wanted to let them know that there are people that have dogs that go with them. And a lot of times it's really hard for people to understand that they're not pets, that they are, and honestly, they are a medical device. No, you know, no less than being treated with someone that has a cane or a wheelchair or something like that. It's a medical necessity. And to let them know how important these dogs can be to your life. So let them understand that animals can really bring you that type of love that you've never expected felt before. And how, if they understand that when they are feeling down or they're feeling glum or whatever else is happening in their lives, that an animal can be there to help bring them out of it and to show them that type of love that always makes them happy. There's always someone to greet you at the door with a smile. There's always someone excited for you to come home, and it's just a phenomenal feeling to have.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Mike Connolly. He is a major retired, served as medical evacuation, medevac officer, and Black Hawk helicopter pilot in the U.S. Army. He is the author of Clark, the Super Service Dog, and we're going to continue this conversation in just a minute. I want to mention, too, the illustrator, Ethan Roffler, is also involved with this. Great illustrations in the book, and we'll talk some more about this. But we're talking about Clark today and this service dog and Mike's mission to present Clark to children through this story. You'll stick with me, Mike?
I will.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance. change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad to have this guest with me today. His name is Mike Connolly, and he's the author of Clark the Super Service Dog, illustrated by Ethan Roffler. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Hey, thank you. So good to be here.
Wonderful book. The illustrations I mentioned, Ethan Roffler did a great job. How did you find him to do your illustrations?
So I actually was lucky enough to have another medical evacuation pilot that I knew who had also wrote a kid's book. It was called Emma the Medevac Pilot. It was about his daughter and how she would imagine to be one herself, you know, very young, and he would spin her up in the air, like twirl her around like a helicopter. So I loved his book, and it was great to read it and understand how he was able to get the message out about his job and what it entails. So I talked to him, figured out who he went through, got in contact with them, talked to him about my story. They were really appealed by how touching it could be, and he really wanted to be a part of it. He was very enthusiastic, and finding him was a diamond in the rough, and I was very lucky to have him on my team.
And finding an illustrator, someone who can see your vision, because you look at the picture and say, well, that's exactly the way I wanted it to be. You have an idea in your mind, and when you see something like this and you say, that worked really well.
It's pretty amazing.
It's great.
Yeah, to have that kind of sync where we talked about a couple of the pages, how we were expecting them to look, but he really knocked it out of the park when he came back with what he showed me.
When you were a younger person, is this anything that you thought about, being a children's book author?
No, never. This was completely just a spur of the moment thing where I was trying to get some feelings down on paper, and I did it. I started putting a rhyme to it and realized that, this could be a great way to express my feelings for not just kids, but it's a great read for adults too.
And you shared with me how long it took, but tell listeners that process, how long it took to pull this book together.
So first, I started writing the manuscript. It took me probably about 6 months to kind of work through what I wanted, and then we sent it off to an editor. An editor went through everything I had written, came up with some ideas. We changed a few things around to address the narrative and how we were going to be speaking in Clark's perspective. And that's what the whole book is focused on, is he is the author and the way I wrote it. And once we came up with that, we went to the book design. So we laid out all the fonts, the paper, everything else, how we're going to type it up. We decided where we're going to have images and graphics. And then from there, we took it, went back to Ethan. Ethan was able to make the illustrations for each of the pages to kind of correspond with the writing that was going on. From there, we went back to design, who finalized it and was able to get it ready for publishing.
And the date that you were completely finished, when you actually had a book in hand, when was that?
So that would be Veterans Day of last year, 2023.
And from that time, having the book in your hand, what have you been able to do? Where have you been able to go with this book?
So with the book, I've been able to go to schools. I've been able to talk to kids. I've done libraries. I've done taken copies to places where they've known Clark, different hospitals, different things like that. He's always been with me. Anytime I've been through a lot of surgery and things like that, trying to recover from some injuries I had with the helicopter crash and stuff like that. But he was always with me. He was always in pre-op. He was always there. So he knew everybody all the time. So everyone was super excited to see him. So I always made sure I could share the book with them and make sure I could give them a dedicated copy, because I know how important he was in their lives too. Just seeing him when I would show up, I could see that everyone in the room would light up. And he really had that kind of impact on everybody.
Did A New Lease on Life get a copy?
They did. They did indeed. And I'm actually starting a fundraiser in his name right now. I'm starting up a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for sheltered animals in Huntsville, to keep it local and try to give back to get these animals a forever home like Clark had.
Very good. I know that they were probably very excited when they think about the work that they're doing at A New Lease on Life and their effort and thinking about having a forever home for these pets. They want to have a forever home that's kind and good, and they can see that Clark had just that with your home.
No, it's a phenomenal organization. They have just the greatest volunteers working there, and to come back and show them that it's not just adopting a pet to give them a forever family and how they can impact a family, but they can do so much more, and they can really change someone's life, and it can bring you back from the darkest places you've ever been. And to tell them what kind of impact he's had on me, really, I could see in their faces and in their body language how moving that was to them, to know that they were able to place a dog with a family that had such an impact. And it was just a great feeling.
Where else would you like to see this book go, Mike?
I would like to see the book go really anywhere it could. I just think there's just a lot of people that need a little bit of awareness about some of the struggles veterans go through. And not only that, just how important service dogs are and then how to interact with them in the community.
Very good. And I'm hoping that this show today, bringing awareness to your effort, will help you move this book forward.
I sure hope so.
Get some folks that'll take Clark, the super service dog, and maybe put it in the schools, get more teachers who are interested. You're speaking to a lot of teachers and administrators through my show right now, if you have a message for them about where you'd like to go with this book.
I do. If anybody wants to get a copy, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, things like that. It's just called, again, Clark, the super service dog. Written by Mike Connolly. If you search it up, don't do Michael Connolly, because he's a very famous author, and you'll find many, many books by him. But I made sure I use Mike as my name. But if people could see it, if they could read through it themselves, you know, there's a digital Kindle edition out there. It's super cheap to get. It's like $6. If they just read through it, see if they enjoy it, want to put the book in their school, something to give kids a chance to read. They love the pictures. They love the story, especially just knowing how cute he was. And I'm trying to get some other things together, and I do have ideas for follow-on books too.
Very good. And you may have a message too for veterans out there who might be struggling right now as you were. What would you tell them if they're in the place that you were, say, before Clark?
You're not alone. That's the most important part, is that was the biggest feeling I had, was just being completely on my own, struggling on my own, not knowing if I could ask others for help. So I know people are out there and they have that going on in their head right now, and they don't know what to do. They feel completely alone. But to let everyone know that you're not, there are many of us that feel the same way, that are going through the same struggles, and it's okay to go and get help.
Absolutely. And again, what's the website where people can go? Do you have a website?
I don't have his own personal website, but again, the book is just on Amazon. If you search for Clark the Super Service Dog, it'll be the first thing that pops up.
Excellent. Mike, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about Clark the Super Service Dog, and I wish you all the best moving forward. I hope that the book, every single time you get an opportunity to talk to somebody to share, it's just another step moving forward. So you started this last year, and it's just like brand new to all these people who are listening right now. This is a brand new book to them. They haven't heard about it. And so it's always that new stepping stone. So I wish you all the best moving forward in this effort.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be able to talk about it and get some of the awareness out there.
Glad to have Mike Conley on the program today to talk about Clark the Super Service Dog, and I hope that you'll check this out. We appreciate Ethan Roffler and his great work as an illustrator. And again, Clark passed away last Saturday, so I know this is tough for Mike. And having a family pet, most of you have probably had a family pet at some time or another and know what it's like to lose an animal like that, and that's it's a family member. And so I just want you to think about this book and maybe how you can apply it in your life, maybe your child's life, in the school. One of the things that is in the back as I look at talking about service animals and the American with Disabilities Act, the ADA, service animals are defined as dogs that are individually trained to do work or perform tasks for people with disabilities. There are many people out there, as we need to understand why they have a service dog. And as Mike alluded to, it's very much like having a cane or a wheelchair. It is a medical device. So we start teaching our young people about these service dogs and taking care of those that have various disabilities and be able to perform as they are trained. So I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors and let them know about the Mark White Show. And also follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I'm here every day trying to work for you, making a difference, being a vehicle like guys like Mike, helping get the word out about his effort. And I hope that you'll take that and share it with others so that they too can find a way to make a difference. When we come back, we're going to hear some of Mike Conley's book, Clark the Super Service Dog. I hope you'll stick with us as we have another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection, with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is Cammy Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to the 75th episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. As Cora reads Clark, the Super Service Dog, written by Mike Connolly and illustrated by Ethan Roffler. And now, here's Cora White.
Hi, my name is Clark. I'm a dog that rarely lets out a bark. I have a secret just for you and me. I'm a service dog, as super as can be. I want to tell you about myself, so let's go to the start. My story is quite special. It will get rooted in your heart. When I was born, I had my first pack. It had all my sisters and my little brother, Jack. When we first started out, we were on our own. Can you believe we didn't even have a home? The nights were dark and scary, and we all just shared just one bone. Oh, life was tough, so tough, out there for us all alone. We curled up like little balls. It felt safe to have each other. Even getting water was tough, but at least we had one another. Just when we thought there was no hope, a man came by and found us. He was sweet and kind with a big heart and took us into his bus. We made it to a shelter that had blankets and some heat. We even got tons of food. It was more than we could eat. We found a place to help us. Everyone was so sweet. From time to time, they'd even sneak us yummy treats. I wanted just a little more, perhaps some people to love me. I wanted just someone forever to be my family. Some people came by and looked at us, and my siblings began to leave. It made me sad to watch them go, especially my older brother, Steve. I began to feel a rush of loneliness as my siblings left my side. It was very rough to be there. It almost made me cry. One day there came new people. I was sure to be the puppy. They had to like me. There was a lady and a little girl staying close to a man that they called Mike. They looked like they had love to give. Mike had a big smile on his face. They slowly walked around the shelter. He made sure they did not race. I began to wag my tail real fast. I jumped up and down. I even got on my belly and began to roll around. That's when I saw him turn his head. He looked right at me. I wondered if this was my new family. Oh, please let it be. The man picked me up and hugged me tight, so I kissed him on the nose. It seemed so strange to me when he ran his fingers through my toes. As I sat there in his arms, I made sure not to squirm a bit. even wiggle, jiggle, or fudge. I just softly used my head and gave him a little nudge. He lifted me up to see my face. He looked deep into my amber eyes. Our souls became linked, and our hearts both gave deep, audible sighs. He said to me with his gentle voice, "I've got you now. Don't worry. You'll never be alone." It was more than I could have dreamed of. I was so excited to not be on my own. I thought when I went to their house, it would just be them and I. Boy, was I in for a shock when I met their furry cat named Eli. That's not all who lived there. Trust me, there was more. They had two other dogs, and at night, those pups really snored. The nice big dogs took me right into their pack. Can you believe that I made 7? All these pets and peoples, too. I thought I was in heaven. I got my own soft, fluffy bed and lots of toys. There were so many lovely gifts, they brought me so much joy. I loved to play with others, so they knew I was rough and tough, you see. The big dogs were named Laura and Lana. They were older and so much bigger than me. They shoved me around with their little noses and paws, but they did it all with big smiles. They said loving me to me, "Hey kid, just play with the ones that are strewn out in little piles." Winter came so quickly, so I waited for snow to fall. Mike's daughter, Belle, and I could not wait to play out in the cold or simply chase a ball. As the snow began to melt, I knew spring was on its way. Mike started to look a little different, a little sadder each day. He didn't take me out to throw the ball. He just didn't want to play. The things he did here and there made it clear he would soon no longer stay. He made it seem like no big deal. He just pet me by my ears. I felt that he would be leaving soon. Could his eyes be forming tears? I put my paw inside his hand. I think it made him giggle. I saw him smile and made him laugh, even if it was just a little. Many days and nights passed us by, and some things were starting to look better. Then I saw him with some big green bags. He even packed his sweater. He told me that he had to go somewhere. It wasn't too far away. He said he'd love to take me, but he couldn't on that day. Mike hugged me tight, kissed my head, and turned his back to go. If he felt like I did inside, he surely did not let it show. He said goodbye to Eli, the fluffy cat, and the three of us dogs in our little pack. He said farewell to his wife and daughter and turned to leave while picking up his sack. To hear the rest of Clark the Super Service Dog, purchase your copy at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
You have been listening to another edition of Cora's Corner with Cora White, as she was reading Clark the Super Service Dog, written by Mike Connolly and illustrated by Ethan Roffler. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and Cora's Corner, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White,
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.